Joining me, however, right now is a gentleman who I'm reading about on Epoch Times. Apparently, he's now been arrested for the third time. His name is Mitchell Bosch, and he is from New York. Mitchell, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. You're a former military as well, so thank you for your service.
Thank you, Brandon. And I just want to quickly correct you. I've been arrested now on four different occasions.
Really?
As of today, five overall with something that I did down in Staten Island in a protest. So it's five overall, four in four different location eating establishments.
Okay, so you are former military, right?
I am a retired Army individual, yes.
Okay, and what rank did you retire? Can you tell us?
I was enlisted in and I retired as a captain.
Good for you. And the headline at Epoch Times is, we're not going to socialism. That's a direct quote from you, it says. Army veteran arrested for third time while protesting New York City mandate. You're saying it's now five times as of today.
That is correct, yes.
And what are the mandates? Is this the COVID passport? Are you going into, it looks like it says one of them is a picture of you arrested at Panera in Brooklyn, New York on December 19th. Are you going in there and eating and then they're coming in and checking papers? Let me see your papers, please, and you don't have them, so they arrest you?
Okay, so let me set the record straight. So what goes on is that we end up having rallies, protests in New York City in order to go ahead and stop these mandates. I want to state that there is a basic need, Maslow hierarchy, which is eating, drinking, and we need to urinate and defecate. And it is very difficult today in New York City to go ahead and even go into an eating establishment. But even before the mandates, it was tough to go into a restaurant and go ahead and use the bathroom. But in today's world, we can't even go eat, drink, like I said, urinate or defecate. So while we're out there protesting for hours, you know, in certain locations, we end up, you know, going to X location. You know, we talk about Panera Bread and the Lastly in Burger King, which happened, I want to say 48 hours ago. And, you know, when I enter the establishment, the charge that I get is trespassing. Now, the issue is that it is a mandate, and I'm going to argue the trespassing charge in a second. However, when I go and I talk to these individuals at the counter for food and or to use the bathroom, they immediately ask me for my vaccine passport. My argument is that is a HIPAA violation of my medical rights, which it is a law. Law trumps mandates. Now, you don't know whether I'm vaccinated or not. At this moment, they said it's trespassing, and that's how they're getting around with it. Now, it is a public facility. I understand it's private. However, the reason that they end up, you know, we end up being in an altercation is because of the vaccine mandates. So I just want to preface it with that, with everything. We are outside. We protest. We have our First Amendment right to assemble. And we assemble during the hours that we're out there. We get hungry and or thirsty and we want to go to an establishment. We're not allowed to go to the establishment, not even to urinate or defecate. So if I urinate or defecate in the streets of New York, I will go. It is a straight violation, not a crime, but it's a violation of New York state law. So we've been getting into issues. I believe this is very unconstitutional, what's happening in New York City. It is, in my opinion, if you were being used as the guinea pig in order to have this spread into other cities, and I am holding the line in New York City against socialism.
So have you been arrested just eating in any of the establishments?
Correct. Now, Brandon, you have to understand that there are times that individuals do go into the counter, and you know, you have to understand that these workers are in a lose-lose situation. Typically, they'll go ahead and start taking out orders. And as they see like individuals come in, the manager typically steps in and stops us from eating, stops the individual from ordering. Typically, we get like two or three people to get orders. Sometimes we get none. Sometimes, like the Burger King situation, we had two or three individuals to get something to eat. What I would say is that when we get in there, and in that moment when that manager starts saying, here's the this, when you're going to need to go ahead and wear this mask. I end up saying, I'm not wearing no mask. Like, you know, I follow the signs. These masks don't work. Like, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to put something on my face. And then they want to ask about my vaccine passport. That's none of your business, again, because it is in violation of my HIPAA right. I have the right to keep my medical information private. And that's where it all starts. And then they start, you know, saying they're going to call security and or the NYPD. The NYPD gets involved. Now, in that situation with Panera Bread, it was an awful situation with the police officer, because I do have my flag that I come with, because I am outside protesting. And there was a situation where a police officer in the NYPD, she stomped on the flag, so un-American. So, like, we have taken away not only God and everything from schools and situations in life, but also civics and teaching of the history and the knowledge of American history and flag history. And we're at a point in time where it is just people are just, they believe they are above board because they have a vaccination above you. I believe they're delusional and they need to snap out of it. So I would go ahead and push it back to you.
So do they arrest you and just give you a citation and say show up in court, or do they actually take you and book you and throw you behind bars for an hour or two?
Okay, so they arrest me, and they give me what's called a desk appearance ticket with the charge being trespassing. I have arguments with the officers, you know, nonviolent, and I tell them that in my opinion, now I'm not a lawyer. My opinion is that I should be getting charged with violating the COVID-19 mandate. Why am I getting trespassing put on here? Like, the door is open for me to come in. Right? I know that at the moment that the businesses don't want us there. Again, it's a lose-lose situation, because think about it, if you're an employee or a manager, your job is on the line. These establishments are getting fined by the city of New York. These employees, both manager and entry-level employees that they have in there, are in a tough situation where they have to go ahead and decide whether they're going to let us eat or lose their jobs because of this. Again, this is a basic right. And I literally went 14 miles away, still on Long Island, because, again, Brooklyn and Queens are part of Long Island. However, I went to Nassau County, and I was able to eat peacefully in Cheesecake Factory, Panera Bread, and Applebee's 14 miles away with no issues. However, in New York City, I cannot do that. And I cannot go in there to urinate, and I cannot go in there to defecate. None of my individuals who are unvaccinated cannot do that as well.
So is this having any response? Obviously you're getting some press attention. The Epoch Times has picked it up. Are more people joining in on this protest?
Yes, there are a lot of more people. I am part of New York Freedom Rally. There's a lot more people coming up. Actually, we have something scheduled for tomorrow at 2:30 in front of City Hall. If you would like to come out and support, we also have Give, Send, Go. You go to Give, Send, Go, put in New York City 6, the Legal Defense Fund for New York City 6, in order to support the legal defense needed, because we do have court dates coming up in January. Specifically, we have 4 more. 4 out of the 5. I already had one that went through.
What happened at that one? What happened?
The judge actually threw it out. He threw out the actual charge.
Did he say anything when he threw it out?
No. I ended up going in there. I was spending about 15 minutes. The court officer came up to me, asked me what my name was, and the judge threw it out. This was in Staten Island in Richmond County.
So you didn't even go before
the judge?
You didn't even go before the judge?
I didn't even go before the judge. No, it was just automatically pre-thrown out. The judge, I guess, you know, looked at everything and decided to, you know, throw out the charge. I was not, you know, needed to go before the judge and talk.
What do you think will happen in these other 4?
Again, these are at different jurisdiction. These are at Queens County and Kings County. I expect for them to get thrown out. That I say about there's a better than average chance, but again, it depends on the judge, depends on the county. We will see. I have court dates on January 3rd, 4th, 7th, and 16th of January.
Gee, Willigers. Well, you're going to keep us posted on what happens, right?
Absolutely. I could keep you posted, yes. And I would like to continue, as the story continually develops in New York City.
Yeah, absolutely. So in closing, How is this going, though, when you move about New York and you're communicating with people? Are they like, this is not going to last, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to go along with it for a while, but I'm not going to live my life this way? Are they starting to get irritated by it? Are they leaving? Are you hearing people talk of leaving? What is the man
okay,
on the street
that's a great
feel?
Question. I would say that there are people leaving New York City. There are people who are, you know, and with their, I believe in medical freedom. If you want to go ahead and wear the mask, if you want to go ahead and get the vaccine, by all means, go ahead and do it. With the flu vaccine, your employment was never in danger. Your status to go into an eating establishment was never counted against. The secondary reason why I'm also doing this is for the individuals who lost their jobs within New York City government, i.e. the Department of Education, Department of Transportation, NYPD, FDNY, DSNY, all these entities that lost it due to the mandates. So that is what I want. I want them to get their careers back. There's a lot of people in our movement who have, you know, they were last year, they were considered heroes, and today they're considered like, you know, they're not needed. Yeah. We were banging, you know, pots and pans for them at 7 o'clock, and we had them go down the Canyon of Heroes, and once Bill de Blasio decided to go ahead and put in these mandates, that they ended up holding the line and saying, I'm not going to put this in my body until I get further information. We got five-year-olds that ended up going to Applebee's. There's a very viral video of this young child, you know, crying because the NYPD is telling him that, you know, his mother is about to be arrested.
Yeah, we're playing that in my news report tomorrow night. I just saw that.
Correct. Again, that the individual, the mother's name is Stephanie. I know her personally. She's part of New York Freedom Rally. She's with me. It happened at Applebee's. That was the day, you know, I got arrested in Applebee's. It's just sad that, you know, New York City has just fallen to such a low. But at the end of the day, I blame New York City for their lack of knowledge in voting, their lack of coming out and voting. You know, at these mayor elections, 21% of New York City registered voters out of the 5 million end up voting. So, you know, we have nothing to blame but ourselves. And the city that I love, I have nothing but to go ahead and decide now that I need to leave and, you know, hold the line someday, you know, somewhere down south.
Absolutely. I don't blame you at all. And we also have in our news report tomorrow related to that, the numbers of people that are leaving these states and going to the southern states is it's quite large from July of 2020 to July of 2021. So that is a real trend. All right. Thank you for serving our country. Thank you for keeping us posted, for pushing back against this tyranny. And you've got my text. Text me when you get some of these court dates, exactly what happens. We'll have you on to give us an update.
I definitely will. I will keep in touch with you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Have a happy holidays, and hold in line, and however you have to do it, sir. Thank you for serving the people and, you know, actually reporting the truth.
Thank you, and happy new year.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Great report there from New York as to what's happening, and we'll get him back to give us an update. He's got four more court dates.